Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Sylvia Earle, dubbed Her Deepness by The New Yorker, has experience as a field research scientist, government official, and director for corporate and nonprofit organizations. But all of that work has led her to focus on preserving the world's oceans. Born August 30, 1935, in New Jersey, Earle's parents enjoyed the outdoors and supported her interest in the natural world. When Earle was a child, the family moved to Florida, where she learned to love the sea and learned how to scuba dive. She earned a BS degree from Florida State University. After completing her doctorate in phycology, the study of algae, at Duke University in 1966, Earle spent a year as a research fellow at Harvard, then returned to Florida as the resident director of the Cape Hayes Marine Laboratory. In 1969, she applied to the Tektite Project, a subsurface research facility off the coast of the Virgin Islands. Although she had logged more than 1,000 research hours underwater, more than any other applicant, Earle was rejected. But in 1970, she was selected to lead the first all-female team of aquanauts in Tektite 2. Over her career, Earle led more than 100 expeditions, and she has spent over 7,000 hours, over 291 days, underwater. Earle has studied everything from algae to creatures of the deep, but much of her work has focused on what she calls hope spots, places across the ocean that need protection due to their biodiversity and unique underwater habitats. Earle's belief is that by protecting them, we can improve the health of the oceans and our planet. Along these lines, Earle helped to double the U.S. federal budget of marine sanctuaries in 1999, establish the Papahanaumokuakena Marine National Monument in 2006, and highlight sanctuaries as a project director in a joint venture of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the National Geographic Society. Sylvia Earle has set world records for deep-sea diving, received over 20 honorary degrees, and dozens of awards, but perhaps her most lasting legacy will be the conservation of what she calls the blue heart of the planet. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.